producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner is in the wings. Ellen, did you, like, grill up a whole bunch of food? Did you actually have some time off Memorial Day weekend?
Well, I did, but I worked a bit. Yesterday was the Memorial Day Parade, and although it got no news coverage, unfortunately, Blanquita Cullum, who is, as you know, my roommate down here, although she's a conservative, I'm a liberal, she was actually moderating, or emceeing, I should say, the Memorial Day Parade. So we went there. It was 2 hours. It was great, and they had Buzz Aldrin, the former astronaut, a lot of cool people.
Was it a pretty big crowd?
Yeah. I mean, I was in the sort of seated area, so I only, you know, I didn't have to, like, be out in the sun or anything. But there were at least 4,000 people that participated in the parade, and then a lot of people along the parade route.
Very nice. There are parades around the country, but to have one in the nation's capital would be it would be pretty awesome to be there and actually see that.
Very cool, and they honored all the veterans, everybody from the Revolutionary War, really the Spanish-American War, everything.
Wow. Neat. We'll have to put that on our calendar. All right, so the big announcement today.
You should come and broadcast from there.
Yeah, yeah. It would be fun. It would be great. And, of course, everybody would love that listens to America Tonight. A big announcement today from the president in Afghanistan. He laid out basically the plan to pull the troops out. What's the skinny on that?
Well, almost 10,000 troops, 9,800, and then it's going to be halved next year, and then by the time the president leaves office, he said they would all be out of there. Now, there's been criticism from both sides. Some people on the left said, hey, we should be totally out of there. Some people from the right say you can't leave that few troops in and keep the peace of what we have spent so many lives and so much money for.
Yeah. All right, another thing out of the White House. This is big because there have been a lot of arguments actually over this, and it's not done the talk. The White House might actually rubber stamp, say okay, to training Syrian rebels. Is that right?
Well, yes, and clearly they've been doing it according to reports. The CIA has apparently been actually training rebels without our knowledge. Of course, this has never gone through Congress. And as my brother, the lawyer, who has sued the Bush administration and the Clinton administration, is this a violation of the War Powers Act?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, so then we move to, and this is big as well, that we move to the Supreme Court rules for the Florida death row inmates, and the whole death penalty thing has been huge fodder because of the botched lethal injection, but this is different. So what's the scoop on that?
Well, basically, if you are low IQ, and in some states it's 70, some states it's 74, and if you're low IQ, supposedly you cannot be put to death. Well, I'm very against the death penalty personally, and I maintain that people who commit murder don't have the same brains that you and I do, and so I think nobody should get the death penalty. But in any case, they had limited ability to appeal their sentence, and now they are actually being given much more leeway by the Supreme Court, who consider it a cruel and unusual punishment to actually put to death somebody who is not of normal intelligence.
Yeah. Wow. All right. We'll be talking about that tonight on America Tonight. And then, of course, the back and forth with the veterans. And there was a big deal that came out of North Carolina and Senator Richard Burr after he was suggesting you had to dump the Veterans Affairs Secretary. And that's been a huge bone of contention for Republicans now for like 4 weeks.
That's right. Shinseki has so far not been responsible for what happened with the Veterans Administration. One of the veterans group called for his resignation. The rest of them have not. Senator Burr said that they were just bending to the fact that they wanted access and that they didn't want to rock the boat. They came back out fighting. It's a mess.
Yeah. All right, last thing, what's going on with the Pentagon telling you guys about the kidnapped girls in Nigeria? Do they know the location?
They know where they are, but they're not risking the girls' lives by trying to capture them. We don't know whether they're being kept as a group or whether they're in one area in different homes, or thatched-roofed areas or whatever, but that's the story.
Wow. All right, Ellen Ratner, wealth of information, Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Coming up after this long holiday weekend, boy, I hope you had a terrific holiday. We have some really twisted kind of news to tell you about, but worth mentioning because as much as we'll slam social media sometimes here on the show, and listen, we're on Facebook and Twitter, and of course we have a website, americatonight.net, but Facebook turned out to be the savior for one newborn baby. A crazy woman gets into a hospital in a maternity ward, and wait till you hear the story of that and ultimately what happened there and how Facebook actually saved the day. Plus, good news coming back from, you know, what was a long weekend to now a short work week. Stocks are up. So I say it's like, you know, the legalized version of show me the money, right? We're standing at the craps table, even if you have some good advice. But the S&P, up, 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 we'll talk about that too. And some other things that happened while you were probably not paying close attention, and good for you if you weren't, you took some time to chillax, to steal an old word that's, you know, probably dates me by at least a couple of years anyway. And obviously we're going to talk about what's happening politically as we pound it home in this first hour of this version of America Tonight. But I got to say, you know, there was that movie Wedding Crashers. Remember that movie? Owen Wilson was in the movie, and I can't think of the other guy's name, the Chicago actor, Vince Vaughn. And I happened to catch this because I don't really care about Hollywood news, you know, except for sometimes the funny stuff. And this is kind of a funny deal. Bill Murray, who I just saw in Monuments Men, I watched it since it was Memorial Day and I had never seen it. And I wanted to see it. I want to see the whole art thing. It was pretty good. It's like a historical kind of picture in a way, talking about the ragtag group of guys that were formed that helped recover the art that was being stolen by the Nazis. But anyway, so Bill Murray was in that. Bill Murray decided to crash a bachelor party in Charleston, South Carolina, except for the fact that his family lives there and he does live in South Carolina. But he didn't have a connection to the bachelors, and he gave a little speech and gave some advice to telling the guys there to find the one and to take that person and travel around the world. He said, buy a plane ticket for the two of you to travel all over the place and go to places that are hard to go to and hard to get out of. And if you come back to JFK, when you land in JFK, and you're still in love with that person, get married at the airport, which I thought was pretty hilarious advice. And I'm sure for all the people at that bachelor party, it had to be wild to see him come in and kind of crash the deal at this steakhouse where he sauntered in. And like I said, he does live in Charleston, South Carolina. All right, coming up, I'm going to fill you in on that wild story about the newborn baby who almost disappeared, maybe for the rest of their young life. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Let me sing forevermore. You are the light on fire. All right,
welcome back to America Tonight. This is a creepy story. It's a creepy story because many of you have had children, know the elation of that, and what the, especially what the new beginnings are. You go through the labor process. If you're a man, you watch your wife in that situation, and you're, it's undescribable, right? And vice versa. So now you're just new parents. And imagine this. You're told your baby's missing. Could there be a more frantic, horrible beginning to your life with that child? The panic must be off the charts. So this happened in Quebec. A woman who wore a nurse's uniform walked into a maternity ward. Nobody questioned it, didn't say anything. And she picked up baby Victoria, who was only 16 hours old, got back into her Toyota, and drove off. The back of the window had a sign that said, baby on board. The parents couldn't imagine anything worse, right, when once they were told this. So the mother, Melissa McMahon is her name, threw out a Facebook. I mean, she's exhausted, right? But she thinks, I've got to do whatever I can. Goes to Facebook, posts a description of what she heard was this woman, you know, what she looked like or what they knew about it. And sure enough, somebody recognized the details, all of that, figured out who it was from the social media posts. The newborn baby was wrapped in a blue blanket. There was a Amber Alert, because they have an Amber Alert. Isn't that cool? Started in the United States. They have it in Quebec. And some friends spotted on Facebook when they were hanging out. So they knew. They found the car. They saw the car. And police released a photo of the woman wearing the scrubs in the hospital. So that was all over the place, too, social media-wise. And sure enough, they figured out the mystery of what had happened. Oh, my, oh, my. They kicked down. So the people that realized who it was called the police. They kicked down the apartment door. They got the baby. The woman's in custody. And then brought the baby back to the parents. On Facebook, there was the video where she was crying and her friends were there and there was a police officer and all that other kind of stuff. And it was just an amazing thing that happened, thank goodness. It's all about quick. It's all about details, remembering, posting, whatever. So in this case, this was incredibly helpful. And this happened in Quebec. So the woman, of course, is being hospitalized and being evaluated and all that other kind of stuff. But I just can't even fathom that experience. When I worked in Albuquerque, New Mexico, briefly, for a short time when I got out of college, I was a television anchor woman reporter. There was a really twisted story that happened. There was a woman that went into a hospital, same thing. I don't even know that she was disguised, went into the hospital and was kind of casing different people with babies. Found a woman with a newborn. Waited until she was waiting for the husband to get the car and the whole car seat thing, and grabbed the baby, took off with the baby, and then, of course, they were frantically searching. Now, that one took a couple of days to find, but they did find the baby. And the woman was delusional, saying it was her baby, and she was supposed to have that baby and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, the parents were doing anything they could. They didn't care about plastering the story everywhere because they wanted people to know so that maybe somebody would see the woman and realize that this something wasn't right here. Something was definitely, definitely wrong. We go from that story to, I think, a story that is just absolutely chilling in a different sense than the baby, than somebody walking in and snatching up your baby, which still to me is, you are ice cold when you're doing that. But is this crazy story about this kid who had privilege and, you know, anything money could buy and that whole kind of thing, where he just went off the rails and decided to go on a killing spree, Elliot Rodgers, a mass killing, trying to do, you know, whatever he could do to make a name for himself, apparently, and has a rambling manifesto that was just released. And apparently this kid was somebody who watched so much television, he was delusional about what he was seeing on the tube, almost as if he were becoming the people that he was watching. So then it starts the conversation about, how do you know? I mean, how do you know when someone is off their rocker and is capable of a mass shooting or of going into a crowd or doing, you know, something that you just can't even imagine? You see these kids, and especially, like I said, when it's this Elliot Rodger, who had a seemingly everything, but had detailed plans for that massacre at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And he had massive hatred, I guess, for women, and had just rambling, nonsensical details about what he was going to do. He was obsessed, 22 years old. and he just found a group of students, opened fire, then took off in his BMW through that small college town. And, you know, within 10 minutes, it was over and he was dead after he shot himself. He stabbed three people in his apartment, shot and killed three others at random, injured 13 more with gunshots or a car that he used as a battering ram against bicyclists and skateboarders. And this is, I used to live here. This is kind of one of those sleepy, cool beach towns. And the killing started at the apartment, in his rental apartment. And then he moved on from there. And just, he wrote this manifesto, like I said, called My Twisted World, where he detailed plans to kill roommates and then invade a sorority house, and said that the world tortured him and beautiful women who would have spurned him in favor of somebody else whom he, you know, obnoxious slobs, he said, who he despised. So, you know, what in the world is going on? That this happens. I mean, I know I'm answering my own question. It's not like I'm naive to the insaneness of lockdowns and schools and somebody who's just out of their mind. But it makes you, it really makes you wonder. If you look at the picture of the guy, he looks like any other kid. He's not a bad-looking kid. He looks like he wouldn't hurt anyone. And then they find three semi-automatic handguns with 400 unspent rounds in his BMW. So it could have been worse. They were all purchased legally. It's not about the gun. I mean, it's about what also could have happened. But the fact that he then went on this wild chase, and then he shot himself. So he took himself out. And this is a kid, this Roger, this Elliot Roger, is the son of a Hollywood director who worked on the Hunger Games. And he put out a YouTube video where he said, I'll take great pleasure in slaughtering all of you. YouTube, of course, took it down after that, once this all this was discovered. So seemingly, he has everything one could imagine. And then what does the family do? They have no idea. They're shocked. They release a statement saying that their hearts go out to everybody involved, and you're just shaking your head. You're just shaking your head afterwards, and it makes absolutely no bloody sense. All right, stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Again, getting back into the swing of things for many of you who had a very long weekend, and we had some time here on America Tonight. And I'm happy to say that nobody was injured in any of our backyard escapades where we fired up the grill, although we were out of propane, which was pretty wild. We kept talking about propane. We didn't have any way to measure it. Oh, do you think we have enough propane? Yeah, there's enough propane. Lots of kids are coming over. Lots of people are coming over. We ran out of propane. Good thing that the Home Depots of the world are open during the holidays, because that's what ended up happening. A quick run to go get what we need to fire up the grill. This is, with odds and ends, this is an interesting story. There's a Congressman, Ralph Hall, who is the oldest elected official in Washington, but now is pretty much gone. Lost a runoff battle in Texas, 91-year-old Republican, the first incumbent member, in fact, to go down in defeat in the primaries. How about that? An anti-establishment candidate beat him in the Republican contest for the Texas 4th Congressional District, which is in the northeast kind of area of Texas. But 91 years old, boy, at some point you think, man, 91 is a long time to serve. Maybe I ought to think about retiring. So the voters did it for him. And what's interesting is he promised to his opponent, promised to leave office after 8 years. So the opponent had a lot of backing. This is like kind of the opposite thing. The opponent had a lot of backing by some pretty powerful national concerts. You know, conservative groups, rather. And in the March primary, the incumbent, who's the oldest member of Congress, had 45% of the vote, but not enough to stop a runoff election against the second place finisher at 28%. What's wild is, think about this, because this goes to that whole term limits. Hall was elected to the House in 1980. Can you imagine what, I mean, he's seen it all. 1980. So this would have been his 18th term. And he said it would have been his last term. So this Ratcliffe, this John Ratcliffe, who edges him out, is saying this is part of his I want to get elected thing, that I'm only doing eight. I'm walking away after eight. I promise you, eight and done. So I think that's why he got some of that money. They were backing that whole thing about term limits, that there is no term limits, but he's saying, I'm done. That's all that I will take. I won't do anything more than that. And I think there has to be some limits set. Yeah, there has to be enough time to affect change, since it moves so slow like molasses. But at the same time, I think there has to be a cap, and there isn't right now. How about the White House accidentally is the key word, outing someone from the CIA? Yep. They accidentally revealed the name of the CIA's top intelligence official in Afghanistan to about 6,000 journalists. The identity was on a list of people that were there for a military briefing for President Obama during his surprise visit to Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan on Sunday. So what happens when you get outed and you're in that position? You're done. It's like an undercover cop, and you can't stay in that spot. I mean, it's common to give the lists out, but names of intelligence people are not put on those lists. So somebody messed up when they did that, because the name was listed next to the title, get this, Chief of Station. Wow, Chief of Station. So with that many people having access to the name, there's just no way. I just think there's no way that the chief is okay, that somehow that's not out there. You know, the last time we had this happen, it was the Valerie Plame thing, and that was back in 2003. And, of course, remember what happened after that. So then Plame tweeted out when she heard about this last list that was released and that how that name was revealed, that it is astonishing, is what she said. It's astonishing. It's not good, especially if you have somebody who's doing a great job and now you put them in that position. You've got to pull them out. I don't see how you can risk it when they're on the list, because who knows where that list ultimately could end up. I think it's much, much too risky. So another stupid thing that happens, it's somebody not paying attention, asleep at the wheel. It's always that shock and awe. How did that happen? Well, did you not check the list ahead of time and realize that you don't put the names on there? No. No, because instead you just release it and don't really look closely at it. I mean, that's pretty much what the deal is. And then there's this big story that we're going to talk about in our next hour if you hang around. And it's Ed Snowden. Ed Snowden saying he was a spy. He does a sit-down interview with Brian Williams from NBC, and he says he wasn't just some contract employee, the way he's described constantly, but no, in fact, he was trained as somebody who spied for the CIA and a lot of other government organizations, too. That it's not a secret that he knew how to get intelligence out of computers. He knew what to do because of how he lived and how he worked. He said he worked undercover overseas, pretending to work in a job that he wasn't. And he was even assigned a name that wasn't his. Ooh, Jason Bourne. He says he's a technical specialist and doesn't work with people. He said he didn't recruit agents, but he put systems to work for the U.S., and he did it from all levels, from the bottom on the ground all the way to the top. And besides the 1.7 million classified files that he took and he's known for in this thumb drive, fleeing to Hong Kong, getting in touch with Glenn Greenwald from The Guardian at the time, releasing all of this, a bunch of the information anyway. He says he has supporters who believe he's a whistleblower against government intrusion, but there's people on the left and the right that say he, you know, we know because we talk about that he should be a traitor for exposing the methods. He told Brian Williams, and all of this is going to come out in the interviews, that government officials labeled him as an analyst because they're trying to distract from his entire experience, that he worked undercover for the CIA and for the NSA. And he says he also worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency. He was a lecturer at the Joint Counterintelligence Training Academy, where he developed sources and methods for keeping American information and people secure in hostile and dangerous environments in the world. So is he overinflating his importance and his access? Is he blowing this up, making this up? Or is this true? All of this is going to be broadcast on nightly news, and then they're doing a primetime special on Wednesday, an hour primetime special, because they got the, that's pretty good exclusive, with Ed Snowden. So then you wonder, wow, what other names are going to come out that we spied on, that the United States spied on? Will this be another giant scandal for this administration? I mean, who are the targets? What about targets in the United States? Are we going to see some of those targets? I don't doubt it. That's probably the next thing, and this is why this interview kind of sets that up. Kind of sets that up for sure. As I said, as we're making these final turns, in our next segment, we're going to let you hear some of that Snowden stuff, and you can decide, because they released a little bit of it, so we have some of it anyway. And then at the top of the show, I talked about the president's fact that the president now has it out there that we're releasing less than 10,000, well, it would be less than 10,000 troops left in Afghanistan. But is that really a smart play, saying we're going to withdraw all these forces, which we already knew anyway, by the end of the term? But doesn't that help the enemy prepare? Okay, Taliban, we know that you're coming in. We know that Hamid Karzai most likely probably cut some kind of deal, or will cut some kind of deal with you, who knows, because he still hasn't signed the bilateral agreement. But, oh, yeah, we've got, at least give or take, these 9,800 troops that are going to be in Afghanistan. And then we'll withdraw most of them by 2016. So that's just more strategy. There's more time to plan that. How safe are the guys we're leaving behind? Because we're going from 32,000 all the way down to less than 10,000, giving the blueprint for how many are left. So that's a significant drop. And then saying we're done in 2016. Can you say the use of IEDs have been ramped up even more? I mean, look at the damage that happened before when you had withdrawal announcements on the table in Afghanistan. And Iraq, how about that? How about saying we're pulling out the forces from Iraq? I think it does embolden the enemy. Do you think it emboldens the enemy or no? 855-266-5283, 5283. And in the end, we still don't have that bilateral agreement signed by the president, Hamid Karzai. So what does that mean? This war with Al-Qaeda and then the Taliban has been going on since 9/11. And to what end, if we even lose more troops, because we pretty much said, okay, here's what we have left. Do you have enough forces to defeat these guys? Hang through.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here on America Tonight, I mentioned the fact that, I think one of the big stories is the stuff that's being spewed by Ed Snowden to Brian Williams. I know there's going to be more conversation about it. Is he full of it, or is he inflating what he did? Or did he really have the keys to the kingdom, was taught by the best spies in the business, and was really part of the fold, and then decided to go rogue? Kind of like a spy novel. He's painting kind of that picture, if you will. Here's a little snippet of the conversation with Ed Snowden that Brian Williams had.
Were you trained as a spy? It seems to me spies probably look a lot more like Ed Snowden and a lot less like James Bond these days.
Right, well, it's no secret that the U.S. tends to get more and better intelligence out of computers nowadays than they do out of people. I was trained as a spy in sort of the traditional sense of the word, in that I lived and worked undercover overseas, pretending to work in a job that I'm not, and even being assigned a name that was not mine. But I am a technical specialist. I am a technical expert. I don't work with people. I don't recruit agents. What I do is I put systems to work for the United States. And I've done that at all levels, from the bottom on the ground all the way to the top. Now, the government might deny these things. They might frame it in certain ways and say, oh, well, you know, he's a low-level analyst. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to use one position that I've had in a career here or there to distract from the totality of my experience, which is that I've worked for the Central Intelligence Agency undercover overseas. I've worked for the National Security Agency undercover overseas. And I've worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency as a lecturer at the Joint Counterintelligence Training Academy, where I developed sources and methods for keeping our information and people secure in the most hostile and dangerous environments around the world. So when they say I'm a low-level systems administrator, that I don't know what I'm talking about, I'd say it's somewhat misleading.
Wow. Well, it would be misleading if that's true, because it's not just some guy, some geek, some tech that gets hired, and that's the way it was portrayed, and certainly looked that way to me. That he's a guy who comes in, he's contracted by the company that the military contracts with, he gets this top secret clearance, and then rips off the information, then is a whistleblower and, you know, decides he doesn't like what's going on and decides to leak all the information, flee to Hong Kong, go from Hong Kong to ultimately Russia. Now he's trying to say, well, wait a second, just so you know the true picture, they train me. Yeah, I'm a spy. I had a different name. I didn't work with people, but this is what I was supposed to do. That is a very different story than some guy comes in, he's a contract position. I can remember going nuts on the, why don't we vet these people? So we take bids, we have contractors, and then we have people have access to top secret information. And because of Ed Snowden, the NSA really changed the way they do business now with a lot of the information and how it's being handled. There's two people. Things have changed as to where the information is being cycled through. Now, if he's not inflating himself and telling a big tall tale or exaggerating it to Brian Williams, it is a little different, I have to say, than the CIA recruiting you. I mean, was he recruited by the CIA? Did somebody in one department, wherever, teach him methods? Was he given a different name? This does paint a much different picture. Because equally disturbing than what he signs an agreement and he flips, and here he is gathering intelligence information, spying and trying to get all the good stuff, and then saying he can't take it and he decides to release it because it's not right. Then it also makes you wonder, why is he saying that? Because are we going to be floored by what comes next, by names of people who were spied on? Will we be blown away by that? So this is kind of the big setup. I think the story gets more interesting with these twists. And that could be the reason why he would say that, because of what's going to come afterwards. But we'll see. We'll follow the bouncing ball. Because there's not much else you can do, right? And this information, by the way, and I've said this before, a lot of it was already really out there. There have been people that have reported plenty of this kind of stuff in the past. Maybe not some of the specifics, and I guess because it was such an avalanche, a treasure trove, if you will, of this is what's going on, that it felt different to people. But much of what, or at least a chunk of what he's talked about, is stuff that's out there that you could find out about. You just have to dig a little bit, but not to a ridiculous amount by any stretch of the imagination. I love follow-ups, because I hate it when we do something and we're talking about it, and a lot of you chime in, and a lot of you sent me emails about that California couple that tripped onto the gold on their property, because then it looked like they were going to get taxed out the yang, and then somebody else was claiming it might be their gold, and all this other kind of stuff. So you want to know what the end to that saga is? Here it is. Those rare gold coins that the California couple walking the dog on their property found. What happened is now it's going to, some of the coins are going on sale. One of the coins is an 1875 $20 double eagle, which is going to be auctioned off at the San Francisco Mint. And we'll see what happens. Almost all of the 1,400 coins that go back from 1847 to 1894 are in uncirculated mint condition, which is amazing. So the total value is pegged at maybe $11 million. They found them buried under the shadow of a tree on their property. I mean, that is a crazy find. Crazy. And there have been a lot of theories about how they came to be, but none of the theories have panned out at this point. None of them. And they're all, they're almost all perfect condition. So whoever put them into the ground, socked them away as soon as they were put into circulation is what they're saying. Because money was illegal in California until the 1870s, it's rare that you find any coins of that kind of quality. And then to find them that way in the real high grades is what's really also very crazy, too. So they must have been using them as their personal bank. And then there was this theory that they were swooped up all at once in a robbery, and they say they weren't. That they tried to prove that, and it wasn't. One of the biggest finds of gold coins was actually $1 million worth that were uncovered by construction workers in Jackson, Tennessee. That happened in the 80s. And then there were 400,000 silver dollars that were found in somebody's house in Reno, Nevada. And then they were sold intact for over $7 million. Maybe we all need to start kind of looking around our property and see what we can find. I found some old Easter eggs, and it had like, I did actually find an Easter egg that was buried when I first moved into my place, and it was like $10 that was squirreled away in it. I thought that was pretty exciting. Nothing like $7 million, $11 million, any of that kind of stuff. So I guess the California couple is not going to have to pay the price that, oh, this bank is dumb, or some of the things that we were hearing initially that sounded like they were going to get, I think, ripped off, frankly. What is that old saying? Finders, keepers, losers, sweepers? Yeah, something like that, right?
Save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.